Welcome to Fandom United, a pop culture podcast made by four opinionated geeks living in a toy store. This is episode 3, Game of Thrones, Shazam Review, in the toy box talking about Mattel, Todd McFarlane, and the Spawn reboot.
I'm Rich.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Jelly.
And I'm Othello. And you guys have no idea how many times we tried to do that before we actually started recording. All right, so this week, the biggest news in nerddom fandom is Game of Thrones, final season starting. So as you can tell, Jelly is very excited. So let's talk about the hipster version of a NASCAR wreck and who we all think is going to die, because that's why everybody's watching, right? It's like, who's going to die?
Who's going to die?
Yeah.
Who's going to die? Like,
and who's going to take home the trophy? Like,
that's, and who's going to win the throne? Who's going to win the big gray chair?
So let's do throne and who we hope will die.
Not who we hope will win, but we hope will die.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I like how morbid this is.
Yeah, this is all right. Let's start.
Are you
with
going
Jelly.
With
Jelly's
me?
Jelly's the biggest. Yeah, you're the biggest you, nerd on this.
Oh man, you know, just because she's so evil, I would love to see Cersei die.
I think that's a given. I'd be surprised.
I would love to just that whole. You know, Jamie Cersei relationship, and if part of that relationship was to die, I wonder what would happen to the other. So there's that part of me that would really like to, and I just, she's so love to hate her. Love, love, love to hate her. It's almost like that whole Viserys thing. I could not wait for Viserys to die, and it happened so, like, I didn't even know it was happening, so it was awesome.
It's probably still one of my favorite death scenes.
Yeah,
in like the
definitely one of the best ones in the entire show.
And then who do you want on the throne, though?
Who do I really want on the throne? I would like to see somebody who's kind of like, you know, I love Daenerys, don't get me wrong. And from day one, she's been getting her army together. She's been getting all these amazing characters. All of Cersei's or Lannister enemies to team together. But she's like the big, I don't know, she's kind of the big fish, you know, because she's kind of, wow, she's got huge armies behind her from all walks of life. She's got the warriors, she's got real soldiers, she's got all these people backing her. I love her, but I think I would like to see somebody like Sansa on the throne.
Oh, bold
girls,
choice.
Girls,
bold
people,
choice.
Girls.
Bold choice. I don't know.
I figured you'd pick a girl.
Well, and see, it's like if I don't pick a girl, then like all the keyboard warriors are gonna come after me, and I'm scared. So what about you, Aaron? Who do you want to see die?
Who do you want to see die? Tyrion Lannister.
Oh, see?
No, cut. That's a wrap. No, show's over. We need a new guy. This is terrible. Maybe. Oh, no.
I want to see him. I want to see him go out.
I take mine back. I want Tyrion like, on the throne.
I take mine back. I want to see Aaron die. Oh, come on. Not Tyrion. Wait, okay. Why?
I think it would be the one that nobody would see coming, and I think I would love to see the reactionary from both sides if he were the one that got killed.
I like the way you went with that.
I think that would be more entertaining than the death scene itself would be the reaction to it. Oh, and
I can't even with you right now.
When Jelly was talking though, and just hearing the passion, you know, and it's kind of like when I was talking about Motley Crue, you know, she's like, you know, throwing all this out there. In my head, being that I've not watched one episode of Game of Thrones, so I don't know anybody. I know who people are, but, you know, I don't care. I'm not invested. But I was thinking just how pissed off people are that they had to wait 2 years to get to this point for the final season. I would love to see that X-Force moment where everybody dies jumping out of the airplane. And it's like, nobody who you thought was going to be on the A-team made it. I would love to hear reports of that. That would do.
Just some random guy walks in and is like,
hey, nobody's sitting there.
That's fine.
I think I'll sit down. Who do you want to see on the throne? Real quick, who do you want to see on the throne?
I've always thought it was going to be Jon Snow. See, from the very beginning.
I'm happy you said it. I'll let the keyboard warriors come and get you, because that's, because, you know, why would you replace such a strong woman like Daenerys with
a man?
No,
and yeah. A white man.
Well, they're all white.
He's on Bree.
See, he's an orphan, so
well,
I mean,
no, but truthfully, he is the both sides of heir to the throne.
Yeah.
I mean, and
for me, I think the logical choice for me for the throne is Jon, because he is a Stark and a Targaryen.
Yeah.
And nobody really knows it. His lineage is such that he does have a claim to the throne, which I think is higher than Daenerys' claim to the throne.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's still the older brother.
Well, it's also like her cousin, which is like... I didn't know Westeros was Arkansas.
We knew that was
going to
happen. Like, Targaryens, whatever. We knew that was going to happen.
They're far enough apart, though.
Ever really far enough apart? Next time I go to a family reunion, I'm going to take you with me, and I'll show you that it's never
my
really
favorite
far
was
enough apart.
Tyrion's reaction when it happened. Do you think he had an idea?
If they didn't. Anybody in the show did, it was Tyrion. Now, I would naturally think, okay, well, I want to pick Jon Snow. Actually, my pick for the throne... Well, okay, well, I'll say my pick to die.
Oof. Make it good. Make it interesting.
Actually, my pick to die would be Daenerys.
Daenerys?
I'm sorry, yeah. Daenerys, because she's looked at as the savior this entire time.
Yeah, that's true.
So what better way to throw people off than to kill her? Right. Like, you know, she maybe turns into some giant crystal dragon fairy thing or something. I don't know. But to kill her off at a pivotal moment, maybe as she, you know, has some grand gesture to then allow whomever to go sit on the throne, but that it would just kind of throw everybody off, and it would flip the internet upside down if she was killed. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people in Vegas that would lose everything. If seriously, because people are betting on this.
Right.
Lose everything if she dies. My pick, who I would personally love to see sitting on the throne at the end, right before the credits roll, sitting up there kicking his little feet, would be Tyrion Lannister.
Completely amateur.
Just feet can't even touch the ground. How righteous would that be? How bad has this man been treated?
Right.
The whole show by his sister. You know,
he's always been the fan favorite.
Because he's the smartest one in the room, no matter where he goes. Even when he's drunk, he's smarter than everybody. What better guy to lead the Seven Kingdoms than this super smart guy who, you know, there's all kinds of fan theories that he's not really a Lannister, that their mom had an affair, and he's actually a Targaryen as well. And
see, I was waiting for him to ride one of the dragons.
And I was too. And so there's rumor that he could be a secret Targaryen, and then that would also give him a claim and a right to the throne. So before we see, like, now your wheels are turning, okay. But I'm gonna switch gears on you, because one, we need to get Rich in the conversation. and we need to
make up for last week.
But let's we have a few minutes before we need to talk about the toy box, because we have some interesting stuff there. So let's talk one more time about Shazam. Now, I know, Jelly, you didn't see it.
Sorry, guys.
So you're
kind of busy.
No, that's not fair. That's an automatic process after a certain part. That's automatic. Anyway, you've been watching like your 21 Game of Thrones episodes that you need to watch before the next season.
Yeah, you invested 21 hours in Game of Thrones, but you couldn't invest 2 hours in the Shazam.
It's a little over. It's hard to bring a little person to a movie, so I just
we've all done it.
That small, 2 years
at
old.
That,
no.
I think
no.
I tried. Nah,
I'll give her a pass on
thank
that
you.
One. I mean,
thank you. 2 years old. No, not happening.
And then she would have been yelling, "So damn!" Everywhere she went.
But I mean, you know, a little shot of Jack Daniels will help her sleep through until we get to the good part.
Let me.
So anyway, what did you think of Shazam?
I loved it. I thought it was a fun ride, and that's what I was hoping it was going to be when I went into it. And again, I put this out in the text, but I'm curious how much of that muscle was actually Zachary Levi's and how much of that... There's no way that was all... Like,
he wore muscle suit.
There was muscle suit.
That was definitely a muscle suit.
I know that, but he said he worked out quite a bit to fit the role. So
he did.
Like, how
but
much...
he didn't work out that much.
Right.
He's not Henry Cavill, bro.
Cavill isn't even in that.
Even Cavill wears a muscle suit, but Cavill is yoked.
Right.
That boy... that boy is swole. I mean, if you watch... what was it? Man from U.N.C.L.E. Did anybody watch Man from U.N.C.L.E.? Just putting a man that big in a suit playing a spy is hilarious. Because it's just like, he's too big, he can't fit. It's funny. It's like, you're just waiting on him to rip out of his jacket every single time he does something. It's hilarious.
But I felt it was a comedy movie with superhero elements more than it was a superhero movie with comedy elements. Like, it wasn't a DC movie first, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Ooh, shot at DC right there. The fans are going to be upset. Real quick, though, you said something about your son. He didn't want to see it, but you drug him to it.
I drug him to it.
And what did he think about it?
When the movie was over, he said, "That was a really good movie, Dad."
That's how good that movie is. I'm a Marvel guy. I got a Black Panther shirt on right now. Matter of fact, I even have on Black Panther socks, but y'all can't see them. Shazam is legit. That's, like, probably my top three of superhero movies ever.
Wow.
Like, there's Superman 78 and, like, at one, and 1.5 is Shazam. Like, it's up there. Like, it is up there, up there. What about you, Rich?
I liked it. You know, here in the toy store, I talk to a lot of people that come in. I talk to everybody that comes in. But, you know, it was a big movie. You know, a lot is very anticipated, you know. So I just asked people, hey, did you go see Shazam? And the word that I heard everybody say was, it was so fun. And I heard that more than anything else. And I went opening night and saw it with some friends of mine and then took the kids on Tuesday and my kids loved it. And, you know, they love seeing all the superhero movies anyway, but my youngest, just he kept going on and on how much he really dug it. I'm like, okay, mom couldn't make it to go. So let's not like just ruin this movie for her and like tell her everything. But you know, we can talk about it. And we did the whole ride home. And then when we got home, they're still talking. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's late. Go to bed. And we'll talk tomorrow. But it's good. It's so good. I liked it a lot. It's definitely one I'll buy.
I mean, you can already pre-order it. And I already told my wife, like, every interface I can get it on, I want it. But what I didn't know until recently is that The Rock is an executive producer on the film, or one of the executive producers on the film. So he's been attached to Black Adam for like 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard Black Adam well before Shazam ever came out.
So, it just real quick, the story is basically, they were trying to do the origin movie of Shazam and Black Adam in one movie. It just wasn't going to work, right? Because it's just too much and they're too different. Those characters are just way too different. You have this anti-hero from you know, way in the past and who just takes a really dark turn. And then you have this kid who becomes a grown-up and just has a blast with his grown-up body.
Right.
It would have messed with the tone.
Tonally, it just is so different. And they were having so much trouble with the script. So in this video, I believe it was Instagram that The Rock posted it, he says he calls up the head of Warner Brothers Pictures because... he probably has a guy on speed dial, right? It's just, you know, like, I call you. It's weird. Right? So he calls him up and he goes, hey, I don't think this is going to work or whatever. Let's do two movies. Yeah, he goes, okay, that sounds like a good idea. Because when you're the biggest movie star... when you're the biggest movie star in the world... yeah, when you're the biggest movie star in the world, you can call up the head of the movie studio and say, hey, why don't you split this movie into more movies? And he goes, sure, we'll find the budget for it. Yeah, sure, you're The Rock. Like, what kind of juice do you have? But anyway, so they split the movies. And so now the movie that we got, Shazam, was a big part of what was in that original script. So my guess is that we'll get a Black Adam next, and then the Shazam sequel.
With the two of them together.
With Shazam versus, well...
you don't think they jump
I'm
straight
assuming it'll be Shazam versus Black Adam at first. But then he's the anti-hero, but then there'll be a bigger bad that they'll have to go fight together, and they'll have to... somehow fight together. Because they're not going to have The Rock play a bad guy out and out, right? Not since the first Scorpion King has he really played a bad guy. Here's yeah, I said it. I saw Scorpion King. I'll watch it. Don't be
what
ashamed.
What about Doom? Can't pretend that movie didn't happen.
I don't know what you're talking about. We don't have a lot of time to talk about Doom. So,
okay, well, real quick, on that, though, what was budget for the movie, and what did it make opening weekend? Because they greenlit the sequel really, really quick.
Right now, I have to look it up.
And that's a formula. It's not until they hit a certain percentage until they're like, oh, 65 hey, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do
it. 65 mil domestically, and
I think it's more over the 100 reaction that worldwide. It's getting that they decided the sequel than the amount of money.
Perhaps. But more importantly, because we're talking about money, is merchandising.
Yeah.
We did toys, shirts, lunchboxes, and that would lead us into talking about what's in the toy box this week.
All right, so from the toy box, I was talking to my distributor. Had a little kid come in the store today asking where the Shazam toys were, and I didn't order any. Not thinking about it, that, you know, hey, this is going to be geared more towards kids. Because usually I don't order real heavy on, like, the movie version of figures, other than, like, the Marvel Legends or the Multiverse, which is more of a collector type toy. They make a cheaper, you know, range of toys, you know, that's geared more towards kids. That's the one where they have all the colored suits for the other characters. And so I get on the phone with my distributor. I'm like, hey, what are the chances of me getting these? Are they already, you know, everything sold out? He's like, we could get you in. You might see them, you know, in a month or two. But, you know, we'll see what we can do. But I'm going through, okay, well, what's the case makeup? And 8 figures in a case. It's got 4 Shazams, 2 Freddies, 1 Mary, 1 Eugene, and Pedro. No Darla. And I'm like, whoa.
No Dr. Savannah either, but yeah.
How do you not have... I mean, she was like the fan favorite of... Did they not test market this at all? And
she's going to have a breakout, I think. I mean, she was great already because she's on This Is Us. Right? She's one of the daughters. I don't know if anybody watches This Is Us and cries with my wife.
But I don't cry, but I do watch it. I avoid that type of...
I used to watch it with her, but the show was so... I can't do the most.
I don't want to watch network heavy shows. Television in years.
That's why I never watched Gilmore Girls. I don't want to watch TV to be depressed.
I haven't watched network TV in years, but This Is Us definitely woke me up to something I would not normally watch. I just happened to watch the pilot because they said it was a new show, and I was impressed. I was really...
So she's the daughter. She's the baby.
Okay.
Darla is the Annie, youngest daughter. Probably. Annie.
Okay.
Because there's a woman in the theater who was so happy the fact that it was Annie, she yelled it out so everybody knows, hey, that's Annie! Thanks. Now shut up. But anyway... So she did really well. I think that's a huge missed opportunity for a toy because there already aren't enough girl superheroes. And, you know, you look at Wonder Woman, you look at Captain Marvel, they're pushing women right now in genre fiction. Right.
Why not to would mention you that this is an African American child.
Yeah. I didn't even want to mention that part.
But I'm just saying that it's, hello, minorities. It's nice to see you.
In the comics, I'm just out of complete curiosity. Do those other characters have superhero names?
They don't.
They don't?
Because what we saw in the movie is based on the New 52 reboot of the Shazam property, written by Geoff Johns. And so up until then, all of those individuals did not have powers. Previously, it was Billy, his twin sister, Mary... who became Mary Marvel, and then his best friend, Freddie, who said in the old comics, he would say Captain Marvel's name. It was before he was Shazam, and so he would say Captain Marvel, and he would turn into Captain Marvel Jr. So he was still a teenager, but he had basically a blue version of the outfit like he did in the movie. He wasn't an adult. And then they had, they also had the Lieutenant Marvels, which were three other kids named Billy Batson, who also had powers. And they had the exact same suit. Their suits were just duller colors. This is like when it first came out. So
okay. This is a way better.
Yeah, so this is way better, right? Because there's other worse pieces of that property. So this is way better. But none of them actually have a name other than Shazam.
Okay.
And Mary. Mary has her own name. She's Mary Marvel. Okay. And she's still Mary Marvel. I don't know how that works, but whatever. So, yeah. We'll see. I mean, they never even called them Shazam in the movie.
No, they didn't.
No,
they
never. Well,
that was the running joke of the names they would make up for him every right. time they saw him. Yeah.
But so in the book, when they stopped it, they're just now picking it back up because the property was getting really popular and all of that. So now the book is picked back up. So we don't really know how those, like, can they turn into their Shazam selves by themselves and go fight crime? Or we don't know yet, right? Because it hasn't been written in the books. But back to the toys real quick. I was thinking about my daughter, and she was having trouble hanging into the movie. But she was enjoying it. It was funny. And she was kind of like, eh. And I was like, hey, wait until the end because the girl superheroes show up. She was all about it because she goes to see all these movies with me, and she just doesn't see enough girls.
Yes.
Right.
So for them to miss, that's now, instead of buying two action figures for my daughter, I'd buy one or maybe none because Mattel sucks. But.
Yep. There's a reason why they lost the licensing rights for the DC line.
That's, and I was hoping you were going to mention that.
Turning over to Todd McFarlane, who, you know, a lot of concerns about that. Todd does really, really great work. The guy, I always say that, you know, he's one of those people that if I ever met him, I would love to shake his hand and punch him in the throat because I love and hate him all at the same time. Actually, I'm more on the side of loving him again because he's just, the stuff he's been doing in the last few years, I think he's really made up for some of the crappy stuff that he did where he would, like, create this huge, you know, toy market and then flood it, you know, when people were like out hunting this stuff, and he's like, hey, look, I'm gonna do solid cases of all this stuff that was super hard to find, and, you know, just, you know, crash everybody's collections. That
speculation mark on it.
But, you know, I get that, you know, and whatever, I can forgive that.
He likes to make money.
There's nothing wrong with it. It was brilliant, and he did the same. He did it with comics, and then he did it with the toy lines, and I was like, okay, you know, yeah, you got people twice with the same thing. But my issue with, like, the Spawn toys when they came out, when Todd originally did those, was I always called them inaction figures because they were more or less statues. I mean, you could have a guy whose arm would be like this or like this, and any other position, it just looked weird. You couldn't really pose them. They weren't, like, well articulated. And when people questioned him on it, like, you know, why don't you do better articulation? He's like, because it's art. You know, it needs to look like what we drew. And I don't care about it bending where a human bends. And collectors and people who play with toys want to actually be able to play with them, not just put them on a bookshelf. And so for the Marvel stuff going forward, he said that he's actually going to be focused more on articulation.
Or DC, you mean?
I'm sorry, yes, I'm sorry, DC.
Oh, I got excited for a second. No, Marvel too?
No.
Don't do this to me. You gotta, yeah, don't.
I mean, I think superhero action figures, I'm all Marvel Legends. The DC those stuff are the best, movie. Yeah.
Well, some of the DC stuff is really good.
It's getting better. They started, like, upping their game at the end right before they lost the licensing rights to it, so.
Yeah,
I think it was like a Hail Mary on their end. Like, no, look, we can do it. We can do it real good.
I'm kind of disappointed, though. I wish that it deal it laps like at Aquaman, because I would love to see McFarlane's take on the Shazam characters. I would love to see
that. I have a feeling we will. I think that they'll still go back and revisit all that stuff, because he likes money, and he's good at it. And he'll be like, oh, no, we want to crack at all these figures. Let us do the McFarlane version of all of them. So I have a feeling they'll probably revisit a lot of that stuff.
So you can just go ahead and write me down for a case. I'm not even joking. I want all six of them because Mattel doesn't even spell Shazam. They left Darla out. So it's like Shazam. It's not the same. It's not Shazza. It's not, you can't transform Yell and Shazza. It's terrible. I want all of them. I'm not even joking. My wife, don't watch this episode, honey. I'm going to spend some money. But I want all of them. Yeah. So you can just put me down for a case. I'm ready to go. Anything else on that?
Nope, I think that's going to be it. You know what I mean?
Well, then, if you're done with that, since you started talking about old Todd, in the few minutes that we have left, you know Todd's rebooting Spawn movie.
Anybody? I knew that.
Now, starring probably a favorite of yours, Mr. Jamie Foxx.
See, that I didn't know.
I'm not opposed to Jamie Foxx. See,
I knew. Yeah, I knew she wouldn't be. And Jeremy Renner is going to play Twitch.
You know,
Jamie Foxx is playing Al, so he's going to play Spawn, the title role, and Jeremy Renner is going to play Twitch. Now, I don't know if Sam has been cast, I don't know if Cogliostro has been cast, which I'm like, who are you going to get other than John Leguizamo? Honestly, that was the best part of the Spawn movie.
That was the only
It's kind of like having somebody else play the Joker that's not Jack Nicholson. It's like, you better come with your A-game, because John Leguizamo did that. He did that.
Yeah. Has he done much lately? No. Is he still doing anything?
He does some stand-up every once in a while.
He kind of hasn't aged really well either. I don't
That's
know.
That's true.
Yeah, Michael Pena.
That,
why I gotta be? Because he did so good. You know,
I think Michael Pena could be.
No, he's just funny. It doesn't matter what nationality is. He's funny.
I really think Michael Pena would be a good pick.
I don't know, because then you'd be like, okay, so Al, this is how you died, all right? So sit down, I'm gonna tell you a story. And it's like a 3-hour movie. I don't know if I want. He's like, I don't know if I need that right now.
Put it in a dime, you gotta listen to the whole song.
Yeah. My son sent me a meme. He's like, this is why Avengers Endgame is so long. And it's like, okay, so what happened was is Tony was gonna go back.
Oh, I hope they do that.
Talking about missed opportunities, when they had the 10 years of Marvel, the fact that they didn't put out a direct-to-video synopsis of all the movies with him just narrating it and doing pickup scenes.
Hilarious.
Oh, people would have bought the crap out of that.
I would love that. So, you know, if we can get this in the hands of somebody at Disney.
Well, the same way that they did it in Ant-Man, where he's recapping what happened, you know, in between the movies and at the end of the other one. And the actual, you know, Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly are actually like mouthing the scenes, but it's his voice coming out. I'm like, that would be so awesome.
That would be gold.
Oh, that would be epic. Game of Thrones is this weekend. We have a Shazam sequel we're all excited about. Mm-hmm. And Mattel sucks. Is that it?
Yeah. That's the consensus.
Is that it? Is that all we got? All right, then.
They brought us He-Man. But who saved it?
Super 7. Super 7 saved it. But hey.
Super 7 saved it. That's a
keep making thing. Toys for other people to buy. And my alarm just went off. So look, our time's up. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next week. F you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Leave a rating and review. Only if they're good, though. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fandom United. Until we meet again, remember, tell them F you.